Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety. So sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety.
And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art. With your host, well, I guess it's just me right now, but I hope that Leslie Emscott Jones is going to be coming in here pretty soon. All right. Great. Good. How are we doing here? All right. Good morning, Sunday morning. Good morning, Sunday morning. Okay, there you go. Now things are working. Good. Good morning, Sunday morning. Hello, Charlottesville. This is Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art. I'm the guy they call Clinton, and I'm sitting here by myself, except with my two great guests. Welcome to Sunday. Welcome to Memorial Day. Leslie should be popping through the door any minute, at least I hope. And who knows if David's going to come in here today. All right. Why don't we just turn and start talking to our guests?
Come here.
Oh, hey.
Come here.
Really?
Sorry.
Really?
Sorry.
Really?
Hello! Charlottesville!
Sorry for the CPT.
I am David Von Strong, a.k.a. the Devious One, a.k.a. the Furious Rocker, a.k.a. Negro Swappy, a.k.a. Black Frodo. Little guy, hairy feet, trying to get through the darkness. I'm sorry I was late. I usually have this routine where I eat my Whole Foods omelet, and then I come here, but I just ran a little bit behind, and I dehinged my jaw like a python to finish said omelet, and I am here, and I, again, profusely apologize for my tardiness, because I don't want to waste anyone's time. How y'all doing today?
Good. I'm just going to set up this go live, and Clinton's going to keep talking.
Oh, am I?
Yes. These are amazing. Clinton Johnson, executive producer of Homegrown. I love you.
Great.
Homegrown.
Wonderful. All right.
Today is May. Where's May?
It is May.
Today's May?
Yes.
Today's May.
May 26th. All right, so let's go just start talking to our guests. So we have with us today two wonderful people. Welcome to Homegrown for the first time, Jim and Tim Bingler. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Welcome to Homegrown. Awesome. Tim, if you can turn that mic just a little bit closer to you, there you go, and that'll come through.
All right.
So you guys have been working on a project. Why don't you tell us about... Jim, tell us about Willow.
Oh, Willow. Do you want to know about the song or you want to know about the whole CD?
Let's hear about the CD first. So which came first, the song or the CD?
The idea for the CD came first.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It's Willow, the CD, is a hodgepodge of songs in various genres that I've been working on for quite a while. And I'd like to give a quick shout out to Chris Dorman down at Virginia Arts Recording, who has put up with me for the past many months, and helping me with this project, and all of the various artists that I've had come in and help me out. So, Willow the song is one of those fantasy songs that is about a young man who's playing beneath a willow tree as a beautiful young girl is dancing, and he is mesmerized by her dancing in and out of the willow tree, and it was just a fun song to do. With that being said, that's how Willow came about, and I'm going to release it this Saturday at the Front Porch.
Mm-hmm.
Doors open at 7:30. Concert begins at 8, and I have called upon quite a few of my friends to come in and lend a hand, and so, you know, that's kind of where that stands at the moment.
Cool. So Willow's the second CD that you put out.
First CD, Mixed Up, was released in 2007, so it's obviously been a little gap between these two CDs.
What was it like doing the second CD? Was there anything that you learned from the first, from doing the first CD that you brought to doing the second?
I learned a lot from the first CD that I've carried over. And one of the things that I hope that I have done better was that I maybe write a little bit better now. The whole thing was been a learning process and a joy, and I've had the benefit and been blessed by having a lot of area musicians who have come in and says, "Hey, try this," or "What do you think about how this sounds?" And you know, once again, along with help from them, it kind of came together, and I'm really happy to be releasing it.
Cool. We were talking earlier, Tim, about how you got involved in this project.
Yes.
With Jim. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, first of all, Jim and I grew up backyard to backyard, so we go back a long ways. As we grew up, we got married and kind of drifted apart.
And you're both cousins, right?
Oh, we're both cousins, yep. Yeah. And then I met up with Jimmy again through the music. We started playing and started playing together. And then I knew that Jimmy had started recording some CDs, and it just evolved from there to where we played more and more often with each other, and I was inspired by Jimmy to maybe write a song or two, and so it just evolved into Jimmy allowing me to maybe have a song or two on this CD. So
when you guys were growing up, you didn't play together at all?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like music, though?
Not really music, but...
When did you first start playing music?
I started playing the guitar about 10 years old, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, same here. We just didn't play with each other.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But cool. So when you first started playing guitar, were you always drawn to traditional music, to folk music?
I guess for me, back in the late 60s, it was hard rock and everything like that. My mom was born and raised here. Actually, family comes from up in the Blue Ridge Mountains, Dean Mountain to be on. And so through her, I was experiencing or exposed to many, many old folk songs and things like that. So after the heavy metal part of my teenage years, I started to evolve into the bluegrass old folk music, and I love it now.
Cool, Jim.
Yeah, my grandmother on my mother's side was a really good fiddle player. Played piano, played dobro, sang, and my mother wanted me to be classically trained and had piano lessons for me, and didn't want me to play that hillbilly music. when she was growing up, she would complain about having to sleep in a back room on a pile full of coats while her mother was out playing the fiddle and whatever else for various barn dances and that kind of stuff. And so, needless to say, I ended up siding with my grandmother and really liked the gospel, bluegrass, and blues, jazz, you name it. In fact, my first CD's entitled Mixed Up because it's mixed up. So I like it all.
Yeah, because when I was reading the blurb that Front Porch has about you, they went through this list of styles, and it's like, oh, well, this is a rather eclectic person. What's it like to participate in so many different styles of music?
Well, it's been a blast. I have encountered musicians from all kinds of different genres, and have asked them to come in and give me a hand. And it's, you know, broadened my horizons. It's like, why just paint with two colors when you've got an entire rainbow out there, you know?
Mm.
And so I like it all. I like to try to write, you know, across the board. And one of the things I didn't like when I was growing up was getting an album and it had a great song on it, and then every other song sounded like that. Mm. So I purposefully try to stay away from that.
interesting. It's interesting. It's interesting because I've had I've had that experience, but I've also had what I guess is maybe the opposite experience, where like you like a song and you get an album, and then nothing else on the album sounds like that song, and you're like, oh, I kind of wanted more of that. Like, imagine, I think maybe there's a balance to be struck. I don't know. It depends on what you're in. Well, we've got a song queued up here. Do you want to talk about Walk the Ridge before we play it?
Yeah, that's a song I wrote just about my local experience. My family has lived in Charlottesville for generations, so I was born and raised in Charlottesville and the state of Virginia. And this song, I've hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains. I've been to the Eastern Shore to watch a brig, and been to Bristol. And this song just kind of encompasses some of the things that I experienced. And the name of it, as you said, is Walk the Ridge. Walk the Blue Ridge Mountains. I've hiked a lot of the Appalachian Trail, so this just starts with that.
All right, off of Jim Bingler's new CD, Willow, song by Tim Bingler. This is Walk the Ridge on Homegrown, 94.7 WPVC.
I'm gonna float the James from Scottsville to Bremo. Next time that river runs high, those cats thick as flies in the hole by the coal plant, put them in a pan and let them fry. I'm gonna walk the ridge from the priest down the backbone, sweet smelling that honeysuckle vine. The wind in the trees makes you feel you're in heaven. You're a branch on those Appalachian pines. Those rockfish I caught off the delta at Reville, a clam bake at Watcha Prig Pier, raw horseshoes, hot damn, from the creeks there it hungers, Chesapeake crab and a beer. I'm gonna walk the ridge from the priest down the backbone, sweet smell of that honeysuckle vine. The wind in the trees makes you feel we're in heaven. You're a branch on those Appalachian pines. Oh, the bluegrass I played in those cold mountain churches was born from the sweat of this land. I drove a circle unbroken on a racetrack in Bristol. Takes me back from wherever I am. I'm gonna walk the ridge from the priest down the backbone, sweet smell of that honeysuckle vine. The wind in the trees makes you feel you're in heaven. You're a branch on those Appalachian pines. You're a branch on those Appalachian pines.
Hey, this is Michael Clem. You are listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC.
Really? Oh, geez. 16 minutes past the hour. I am just all over the place. People hate me. These guys are like, I hate you so much.
That's all we need.
Clinton John, the executive producer of Homegrown, hates me so much. Jim and Tim Bingler in the house. Willow is the CD release concert that's going down for the Front Porch Roots Music School June 1st. Willow is the CD. That's the name of the concert, too. It's going to be baller. No, but I had multiple remarks that I had. First of all, I know many rap groups and people that have written songs about women dancing, so I understand how what you mean. I'm just saying. It's a joke about strippers. But I digress. And also, no, but seriously, no, Clinton, don't take the microphone away from me.
It's also a joke about a song that we haven't introduced to the listeners yet, so they don't even get the joke that you've just made.
No, I wasn't even referring to the song. I was just thinking about something else. But no, but seriously, I just really didn't have any questions during that. During that conversation, but more of a remark. I just think that it's interesting how, as we grow older, we become more appreciative of the music before us. I just remember growing up to a lot of stuff that my grandmother listened to, and I was like, man, this honky tonk bull stuff and blah, blah, blah. All this whiny stuff. I never, like, even gospel and stuff like that. And I just learned to appreciate it so much more now in listening to newer music and just going back and just like really focusing on the musicology of everything. So it's like I hear that and I hear the appreciation for what came before, and I wish I had a cup of coffee right now, because that is total coffee drinking music. Total coffee drinking, sitting on the porch, yeah. Looking at them Blue Ridge Mountains, man. You hit it. You hit the right mark. So talk about that. Talk about that honor, because you feel like you're really giving honor to your roots here.
Well, I guess I haven't heard a lot of local Virginia songs, and
it's perfect for the brochure, like trailer, you know, when they're like, come to Virginia, rolling foothills, craft beer as far as the eye can see.
There you go. Devil, what?
In Virginia.
Yeah.
Do-ba-do-do-do.
He's singing now.
No.
So my family vacations and everything else, yeah. through my life, wonderful experiences, wonderful memories, and I wanted to try to put that down on words and then into a song.
Yeah.
And Jimmy gave me the honor of including me.
Well, the first time I heard it, I was like, we got to go back to the studio.
just yeah, drop it right down. Yeah. That was one of those like 5-minute drop down tracks. And it's like,
I think
done.
It took us a
boom.
Total of an hour.
Wow.
To
yep.
put that down.
Yep.
Kept it as simple as
signed,
possible.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
And I love that tune.
That's really awesome.
Well,
yeah.
I hope, you know, it brings some memories back to, you know, some of the listeners as far as growing up around here.
Yeah. Everybody's got a story around that type of song. That's...
You got another song to play?
Yeah. Actually, this is not on on Willow, but Beans, that we are looking at Memorial Day and Father's Day coming up. I thought this song would be kind of appropriate. I will probably stumble through it because I just finished writing it not too long ago.
Exclusive!
Yeah. That's the best.
At homegrown!
Yeah, but it seems to be kind of appropriate for those out there who have had loved ones in the service. Thank you for your service. And for those who have paid the ultimate price, thank you even more. And the families who you know, endure that loss so that we can have the freedoms that we have in this country. So, you know, with no further ado, if you'll allow me, I'll muddle through this. A quick shout out to the boys at Rockbridge. I love their guitars, and you're listening to one now.
Flag-draped coffin, clear blue sky. Taps was played, I dried my eyes and said goodbye to him. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost have him now, and I only hope that I'll see him again. friend. He taught me how to be a man, when to run and when to stand, what's wrong and right. When knocked down, get up again. When times get tough, how to dig in. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Saying goodbye to my best friend. And I hope he's happy where he is now. I'm gonna make it. He taught me how to cry when I have to, love when I can, forgive my enemies, to know that I'm just passing through, to try my best and always do good until the end. Saying goodbye, saying goodbye, saying goodbye to my best friend.
Oh, thank you.
Truly. Truly. What happened to chords, man? What just happened to, like, just regular, just, like, solid chords? You know what, Clinton, that reminds me of? Like, every 90s CD, that bonus track that if you let the CD play, like, after it ends, like, 20 minutes later, you'll hear that song comes on. Yeah. So beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for letting
me play. And so apropos for the moment, like you said, for, like, everybody that is lost and loved, and
thank you for your service once again. Thank you.
Yeah, means a lot.
So speaking of fathers, do you want to be proud for a moment and talk about this album art?
Actually, this is my daughter. I told her that the title track was Willow, and so she says, "Well, Dad, what's it about?" And so I told her that it was about a beautiful young girl, and she's dancing around a willow tree and whatnot. And so she came up with this these drawings, and I fell in love with them.
Because this is exquisite art.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She is 20, will be 23 in June. And I have...
June what?
23rd.
Oh, my God! That's my daughter's birthday.
Ah! I actually have twin daughters.
Oh, cool.
But this one just graduated from art school, and her art will also be available at the front porch for the CD release.
Very cool.
You know, for sale to benefit the front porch. So that's throw that plug out there for both her and for the front porch.
Yeah.
Which does a great job in town. I really, really like supporting the front porch.
Donated.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Wow.
So. Anyway, that's where those came from.
Well, that is beautiful, and I can't. Front Porch has always been good to Leslie and me, just for being able to watch Leslie and the incomparable Rochelle Claiborne perform, and other great shows I've seen there. So I'm sure your show will be just as great. And
I hope it's a
lovely venue. I can't.
It's a great place, and I've been taking songwriting classes there. Emily Morrison does such a fine job there.
Awesome.
And so, you know, I twisted the arm of some friends of mine to come in and play with me this upcoming Saturday.
Bingler All-Stars? Is that what it is?
No. But trust me, this is one time when all the guys that I asked to play said, yeah, sure, I'll come in and give you a hand. And I got to thinking, you know, man, all you guys got to do is play. I can go sit out in the audience.
That's what you should do. Just be like, and then they're like, wait a minute. But we got to wrap it up. Shout out to Front Porch. Shout out to Rockbridge. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for sharing your music and sharing your experiences of Virginia with us. And it's going to be great. Go to Willow, Front Porch. All right, cool. All right, let's turn it over to these autistic events that are going down here in Charlottesville. Some, but not all. Oh my God, maybe I should adjust this camera right here. How y'all doing? Lord Jesus, I'm just so disorganized today. I don't even know what to do with myself. All right, here are just some of the artistic events happening this week. Currently running through June 9th, the American Shakespeare Center current traveling troupe returns from the Hand of Time tour. Why does that sound like a Tina Turner tour? To the Blackfriars Theater in Stanton to perform The Antigone by Sophocles, 16 Winters, or The Bear's Tale by Mary Elizabeth Hamilton, and The Comedy of Errors and The Winter's Tale by Shakespeare. Currently running June 8th through June 8th, The Royale at Live Arts. Tight. Currently running. Check out these exhibits from these local artists. Nina Thompson and Tracy Landon displayed her paintings at New Dominion Bookshop. New City Arts Welcome Gallery has Lou Haney doing his thing. Various artist shows in caustic works. Melting Point at Melting Point Contemporary and Caustic Works in the Sarah B. Smith Gallery of the McGuffey Arts Center. Kelly Oakes displaying her careful work, oh so careful, and still at McGuffey. Local high school exhibits at McGuffey, and Carrie Olivia shows dreamlike imagery created by manipulating photographs in Mayflowers at Top Knot Studio. Last chance, God of Carnage, Four County Players. Is it really last chance? I hate it when that happens. When I do a show and somebody else is doing a show
and I can't watch
the show because I'm in the show.
Yeah.
Today, 2019 Virginia Hot Glass Festival from 10 o'clock a.m. to 5 p.m. at Sunspot Studios, glass blowing in Stanton. Get your hot glass today. May 28th, the UVA Fralin Art Museum offers Toddlers in Artland. Oh, art museum educator Emily Lazaro introduces parent and toddler pairs to big ideas in development theory through playful practice strategies. May 29th and May 30th, the Bebedero has given different bottles of mezcal to 16 different artists, and now they're going to share the pieces inspired by those bottles. Interesting.
Hmm.
I thought it sounded like a Saw premise in the beginning. I have given 16 bottles of mezcal to 16 different artists. You must choose. June 1st, Priya Mahadevan has a reading and book signing of her children's book, Trudeau's Magic Box. It's phonetically spelled in the script.
Okay,
I can't even take credit for that.
All right.
Thank you so much, Clinton, executive producer of Homegrown, for helping a brother out. June 1st, at the Writer's House, a science fiction, fantasy, and speculative fiction writers group holds an open house with food and reading from their works. And for your music options this week...
All right, today, Crozet Jam Band 2.0 with Jim Piles and Lori... Swanhauser
at
Wayland's Crossing Tavern at 11:30. Batesville Jazz Collective at Batesville Market at 1 p.m. Alex Ken at Albemarle Cider Works at 2:30. The Jason Burke Band at Glasshouse Winery at 3. Hey, Jason, what's going on? Midlife Crisis at Dirty Nelly's at 4. And don't miss Shagwolf hosting Stray Cat Sideshow, Melody Magpie Burlesque, River Hawkins Machetes? River Hawkins
Machetes.
Fire Dancing and DJ Feel Free at Shagwolf's Sweet Freak Show at the Ix Art Park. On the 29th, Bobblehead at Dirty Nelly's. Jason Burke at Shabine. Matthew Wilner and Enemies at Rapture. On the 30th, the Graves Mountain Music Festival in the Blue Ridge featuring bluegrass singer-songwriters and country musicians at Graves Mountain Farm. The Robert Jospe Express at Stinton Vineyards. Eli Cook at Dirty Nelly's. Hey, Eli, what's up? The Weed Eaters followed by Sisters and Brothers at the Whiskey Jar. On the 31st, Beliza plays Fridays After 5 at the Sprint Pavilion. University Singers, UVA's premier choral ensemble, performs a concert of unaccompanied and and accompanied works in Old Cabell Hall Auditorium. John Spear Band plays the blues at Prairie Knotted Farm Brewery. Chris Murphy and the Goop played Holly's Diner. The Goop?
I don't want to see the Goop. I'm just saying, I don't want to.
Is that like slime?
I don't want to step into
understand.
The Goop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow's company. Oh, so Gwyneth is going to be in town? Oh, we might want to go then. I'm just saying. Catch Cartoon Graveyard at the Exarch Park, where local musicians play Paul Simon's Graceland from start to finish. Oh, that's interesting. On the first, Blue Ridge Irish Music School plays a session of traditional Celtic music at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Zuzu's Hot Five at Prairie Knotted Farm Brewery, dropping Julia at Whiskey Draw. I think we know them. They were just on the show, weren't they? The Crozet Community Crozet Community Orchestra plays theatrical works in Music from the Stage at the Crozet Baptist Church, joined by soloists from the Center for Vocal Study. The Charlottesville Symphony Orchestra presents Pops at the Paramount, the Harry Potter concert, where music director Benjamin Rose leads the orchestra through the music that Nicholas Hopper, Patrick Doyle, Alexandre Desplat, and John Williams have written for Harry Potter films at the Paramount Theater. And John Durth and friends at Fellini's. All right, every Sunday, Travis Elliott at Rapture. Every Monday, Bluegrass Jam at the Front Porch Roots Music School. Seafoot! Charlottesville Friendsville Time Music Weekly Open Jam at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Unitarian Church. Tango Music with Miles Pierce and Medi Metcalf at the Bebedero. Red and the Romantics at the Whiskey Jar. Onyx Manor at Rapture. Songwriter Night at the Local. Every Tuesday, Latin Guitar Night with Miles Pierce and Humberto Sales at the Bebedero. The Ragged Mountain String Band at the Whiskey Jar. Lewis Smith and friends at Fellini's. And the traditional session at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Every Wednesday, the Mike Krasinski and Jeff Tucker Quartet at Miller's. Every Wednesday and Thursday, Josh Mayo's Open Mic Night at 1221 Market Street. And Bachata Fusion at the Rabbit Hole. Every Thursday, Humberto Sales and Vincent Zorn do Gypsy Rumba at the Bebedero. And every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Lord Jesus.
At Miller's. All
that
right.
Is some, but not all, of the artistic events going down in your new and burgeoning Charlottesville. So go out, support your local artists, support your family, because you know some of your family's in these bands. And have some fun, y'all. We're going to do a drop? This is Homegrown. Drop!
I'm Casey Lohr.
And Marissa Strickler.
From Shannon Arts production of A Piece of My Heart. And you're listening to Homegrown, your show about local art.
94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
34 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown, 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
You alright?
No. When have I ever been okay?
David gave me a very weird and confused look.
This is
right?
This is my usual look. I mean, sometimes I don't mean to.
See, I was trying to give you an out. I was trying to give you like.
I know.
But you didn't take it.
Didn't take it.
Okay.
Didn't take it.
All right.
Oh, I don't need...
It's okay.
I don't need your charity, Leslie.
You know, this is why I'm not nice. This is why I'm not nice, because when I'm nice...
You can be nice.
Is that why you're not nice?
Yes. Because when I'm nice, y'all don't know how to take it. So, fine. I'm going to be mean to you then. Fine. Fine. Y'all sit over there and be all confused and don't know what you're doing, and I'm gonna just sit over here and smile.
Jen Hoy Tidwell is a pillar of our creative community here in Charlottesville.
That's a lot of baggage.
Leslie knows I love her, and I really appreciate your charity. I'm very sensitive.
Jen Hoy Tidwell.
She has She has not taken her services to South Beach, but she has taken her services to Paige Naylor. They have collaborated and created the Near Misses, which is an experimental electro-pop opera that is going down at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall May 31st. So get your weekend lined up. See Near Misses. Then go see Willow the next day. They're both right by each other. Boom, boom, bang, bang. I've done my job.
June 1st.
And also June 1st at Live Arts.
And also June 1st at Live Arts. So, hey, even better. You can just, same night, kill two birds. Bang, bang. Bang, bang. Jen, how you doing?
How are people able to hear when you do that?
Jen, how are you today?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm well. Okay. I'm well. Trying to have fun. Just trying to have fun with this. All right, so as my script says, and I have no idea until I read my script, you are the director and lyricist of Near Misses, and Paige Naylor is the performer and composer of Near Misses. One of the performers. How many performers are in the show in all?
Four.
Okay. Yeah. So, I was going to say, talk about front
what
to back,
what
beginning
is
to end,
it?
The collaborative process. What did it take for you to get here, to the Near Misses?
Okay, so this has a bit of a long history. Usually
We got at least 20-something minutes.
Oh, way back when I was 10 years
not
old.
Not that long. Not 26
I know
minutes.
That was, like that was only 10 years ago, Jen. Come 26 on.
26 minutes.
Thank you so much. Please don't point that camera at me. Okay. No.
Sorry.
I did not know this is happening.
We send an email that says you will be on camera.
I missed that part.
It's in the time
frame. I didn't read that part.
You know, I'm making a show. I haven't showered in like 3 days.
we need to know all that. I'm just saying. Funky chicken, indeed. Near misses.
You smell fine.
It's real. Thank you. My breath probably smells like coffee. So the Near Misses was an idea I had in 2012. 2015, I started gathering stories of survivors of traumatic surviving events. So this isn't all. It's, in fact, mostly not near-death stories where someone goes into the light, that kind of thing, where you're in the hospital and you almost die. There are a couple like that, but mostly it's focused on soul survivors or people who should have died but didn't. And the notion of grace, what happens when you happen to survive and how does it change your life, or does it, if you're lucky enough to parlay that into, you know, a good thing. So we're telling these dramatic stories. I mean, obviously people experience trauma, not suddenly most of the time, but these traumatic stories illustrate how people, sort of like the most extreme examples of trauma and how we intersect with each other, with our traumas. We bring our stuff together, and it is the human cycle of suffering, right? Like the notion of samsara. But as a lot of us who've experienced such a sudden event know, there's a bigger story. It's not all negative. It's like sometimes it brings out the most amazing parts of humans. And I maintain hope that as we continue to become more aware, that perhaps those things will become more and more supportive of each other. So this is more of this is a mirror in a way. This is sort of like an aerial view from the small, focusing on songs about individual stories, sound collages of all those interviews where people recorded themselves. And yes, so we wrote six songs about protagonists in these single stories, and then it's interspersed with our community members telling their stories, and sort of like Paige, this amazing thing of grouping them by theme and group, you know, like different kinds of stories that precede some of these songs. Like there's a song of a woman. It's being attacked by a man, and then there are all these chasing stories that precede it. So it's all focused on women's stories, really. And what else do I want to say about it?
Jump in and tell me if this is I want to float this out and tell me if you think that this is a fair observation. It seems like that themes of death, of grieving, and of surviving, I guess grieving is an aspect of surviving death, being a survivor. That is a not uncommon, if not consistent, theme in much of your work, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think because I experienced the whole, in a way, like having a sudden trauma, experienced the whole event, and still, I mean, it's an unfurling thing, I think, your whole life when you have a grief. And I feel really blessed that it sheds, like, I had the veil of mortality lifted in a second. And, like, I mean, I can't maintain that feeling of that I had at first of, like, none of this is important, stop whining. You know, like, I really had that for a while. It was almost like a little self-righteousness, like, I know, and you people
don't.
Yeah, it was a, but yeah, so I went through a process of guilt and grief and escape. And I think those things still cycle in. They're just the, you know, grief is always described as a wave. So the frequency, the amplitude changes. Mm. But this is not meant to be about me so much as this notion of how come I was lucky enough to be able to survive and do that and find some measure of peace that comes in and out. And mine was not a near-death story, except it was kind of a near-death spiritual story. And so that really has informed having lost someone suddenly. It changed me so suddenly that I kind of, it's like a complementary experience of death in a way. Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, when you explore these themes in your works, is it fair to say that it's not as, or maybe I should not do it. So I should just ask, is it still somehow trying to work through where you're at and how you relate to these and your feelings with them? Or is it more that, you know, this experience has really so embedded into you that, you know, we put so much of ourselves into our works that this is just such a part of yourself that you put into your work?
I think more and more I want to get away from my experience. I still feel very privileged in the way that I've been supported and been able to process and afford stuff that, you know, therapy, all the stuff that is required to process things. And so I'd really like to set sort of my personal story aside and see how. So we have these stories that really are meant to show from the sort of person against themselves, this, you know, suicide story to a medical thing. Like there's a story about a brain aneurysm survivor. And all of them are fascinating. I don't mean to present, it's not all super dark. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like, hey, come to our death show, but. death metal, right? Yeah. there's the story of what is sort of a mysterious occasion, attack by a man where a woman's left by herself, kind of paralyzed from the neck down, and ends up being saved. There's a lot of those savior stories, like why someone made it, why that angel kind of reached out and allowed them to escape. There is this through a family member, a woman who survived the German Blitz in World War II in Wales and was the only person in her family to survive in the house. Mm. And then that leads us, so that's war. That's tribe against tribe, sort of, or tribe against people. And then finally, we have three first-person stories from survivors of the car attack in Charlottesville. And two of them were two of the maliciously wounded, and one is who was a medic first on the scene. So that's a different kind of war. And those stories really need to be told. We have really pulled out as much as possible any graphic detail from any of these stories and tried to make something that's lyrical but not avoiding the circumstances. Mm. But that one in particular is tender, and I've really tried to, you know, allow those voices to be heard without translating one detail, really. Like, one of the things I find amazing is that some of the folks who have these tragedies happen are able to kind of, you know how time can slow down in something like especially I've noticed in a car accident, it's like, you know. In these instances, sometimes you have this almost neutral view of what's going on. It's like you see the colors, you hear the sounds. It's not good or bad. It's just like, it's just happening. Mm. And so some of these stories contain those details, which is also a fascinating part of the human brain. I think it's like, it's a way to manage shock, but also to find weird beauty. Like in the World War II story, there's scattered glass everywhere, and one of the narrators talks about it looking like frost, and the sky and the spotlight hitting the plane looks like a brooch, and you know, she's just experiencing it in this very holistic sensory way. Mm. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we got to pay a bill, but I do want to get Paige in because I do want to ask, like, you know, what you feel like your job is in all of this. Like, yeah, this sounds like a daunting effort. So we'll,
and I'd like to also just explain how we came to be working together.
Yeah, totally. That's the whole thing of all this. So yeah, we're going to pay some bills.
And what exactly is an experimental electropop opera?
Yeah. All of that. This is Homegrown. Drop.
Hi, this is Rachel Austin. I'm a songwriter, improviser, performer, voice teacher, etc. Actually, I'm going to do that again. Hi, this is Rachel Austin. No, not that Rachel Austin. I'm the local artist, and this is Homegrown, your show about local arts on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
48 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown, 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. Near misses in the house.
Hey.
An experimental electro pop opera, the Southern Cafe and Music Hall, Jen Hoy Tidwell, Paige Naylor. How'd y'all come to be together?
Well, I'll try to tell this story quickly so we can hear more from Paige. But I've been holding this project in my mind and heart for years because I had other things that I had to do, other projects that came first. And so once I was ready, I started thinking about what kind of music or what kind of just finding a female composer who gets what was going for and wanted to take part in this thing. That's a huge amount of commitment. I mean, it's like a year of work together and followed by a tour. So it's big. And so I actually, after one friend realized that I wasn't going to work, I decided to kind of go out and scout in a way, just to like go out and see different musicians. And I heard her and her partner playing at the Bridge. And there was something about the sound and her voice. I just felt like, this is interesting, this music she's writing and the voice. And so I guess I saw you maybe twice and then introduced myself. And we had a conversation and went from there.
Paige.
Yeah. Taking it in. Yeah, I mean, and I was kind of, I was honored. And a good thing I didn't know that you were, like, scouting, because I probably would have been, like...
Scouting is like a pretty formal term for just going out and seeing people.
You there! You got the goods. You got that zazz. I need you.
Make you a star.
Miss Naylor, Miss Hoy Tidwell would like to see you. Please get in the car.
Please get in the car.
Get in the car.
It's a back alley. No, I'm with Clinton. It's a back alley. Only one car can fit.
Yeah, it was more like, would you like to come over to my house for tea? And I have this project that
So more like Godfather.
I pet a cat really slowly while I was talking to her.
I'm sure you did.
I'll just leave it there.
No, but really, when you heard about, like, the subject matter and everything that she was trying to convey, like, what was your first initial thought? Like, geez, or like, was it like, yeah, or was it like,
wow,
what
this
was...
tea is really good.
Yeah, look at the time. Look at the time, yeah.
No,
this is going to cut into my Stranger Things time. Like, what do I do? No, but really, what was your initial...
Well, honestly, I think I was looking for something to work on because I had a more open schedule, and I was like, I need to work on something. I want to be a part of maybe more collaboration. And then this came along, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. Like, and I think it was also a challenge that I wanted to face, like collaborating with other people in a way that I hadn't before, and more of like a performance art.
Get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, exactly.
And neither one of us have worked this way, where I'm writing lyrics but not the music, and she's used to not starting with lyrics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually I start with like a chord progression, and then I add lyrics, and lyrics are not my thing. Usually I'll write like a line and then like and change it and repeat it in certain ways, but the focus is not always the lyrics. So it's been really interesting and cool to work with a lyricist, like, who actually is really like a wordsmith, and then me like working around that.
She's also taking, so we've tried to make work that's accessible, that's actually based on a prop structure in a lot of cases, but then it deviates because I just didn't feel like rhyming anymore. I call this the feminine structure
orange,
for a song, right? It's like contained, and then it goes off.
Right, right. Yeah, it's like experimental and pop together. So it's, I think we wanted to make it accessible to both sort of more, I don't know what to call them, like experimental musicians, like artists who are like, oh, I'm here for like a really a new experience, and then and people who are like, I want to see a show, I want to enjoy this experience, like I want to feel the emotion in the music, trying to meld those two things together.
But it's very hooky. I mean, it's from the beginning, like every song got in my head, so I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, I love that I give her like these partially rhyming, like super tight pop structures, and then it just starts deviating into, you know, something that's just like a regular sentence, blank. Yeah.
Right, so could you talk, because you said really briefly before we cut you off trying to be funny.
Good job on that.
Yeah.
You were funny, yeah.
I think we nailed that.
I'm laughing.
Goodness forbid that we actually let our guest speak. Talk about this this idea of a feminine structure, because we just recently had somebody on, one of our previous guests, on talking about an alternate structures for narrative, and specifically linking them to masculine and feminine experiences.
Yes, I have a friend who is a very good singer-songwriter, and she teaches songwriting sometimes, and rather than the teaching how to write a song, she sort of inspired me because she teaches how to not filter what's coming through. And so this notion of like you're receiving wisdom from something else, or you're this channel, and just write it down and try to make something of it rather than trying to shape it into a form, which I think is kind of a tight form is a masculine structure somehow. Yeah. It's linear. So I've been trying to do that, kind of balance
verse,
the
chorus,
two.
Verse.
Yeah, this is like verse, chorus, verse, chorus, weird thing, back to a chorus, a verse that has nothing to do with anything else.
Yeah, the structure, the form is like, it's all over the place, but in a nice way. And I think that, like, often a lot of songs that I'll write will be more, like, structured. And then when we were working on our songs, it was like, I have to work within, like, I have to deviate, and I have to. I worked more with improvisation when I'm recording, and like really just with melody, not being so strict about it. And
see, I don't know if the structure is so much. I don't know if the structure is so much masculine as.
Whoa.
Oh, microphone.
Wow. That's not feminine, actually.
I don't know what that's, David. That's what that is.
Well,
that's,
Clinton just shoved the microphone in my mouth, so I didn't know how to react. Shut
that's
up.
Not, that's not phallic at all.
No, I was saying it's not necessarily like.
Yeah,
stop laughing. It's not the structure. I would say the expectation to follow a structure is masculine and patriarchal and supremacist. But I would say, like, just structure in itself. I mean, I just like having a map. You know what I'm saying? For some
it is
part.
Grounding. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. Because this is experimental, I mean, we have a lot of movement. We have the sound collage.
I hear Devo. When you say experimental electropop, I hear Devo automatically.
That's very masculine.
Mother... If Mother's Bow is masculine, then I throw my hands.
But these are like the one sense that is connected to more traditional opera is simply that it some of those sections that don't rhyme, that are more just, you know, literally narrating a story, are like recitative in opera, where it's just speaking but you're singing on top of it.
Got you.
But you're also moving like crazy. Like we have this structure that people are climbing on and riding, and yeah.
Yeah, our set pieces are used as instruments,
yes,
too.
That's right. And that was an initial idea of mine that I just, I don't know why I thought that would make this particularly interesting. Is like there is an oven, and that oven is a main instrument throughout this thing. It has many, many sounds that can be made from it. Huh. Are they talking about me over there?
They are.
Always. Okay.
They whisper.
Actually, when you're not on the show, we talk about you.
Actually, that's flattering.
So who are the other performers in the show? Let's give them some shout-outs before you.
Yeah, Kara McLean-Burke. We have Catherine Moniz and Katie Shetlick. And there, the what's cool about this and experimental too is that Katie is a professional dancer. Kara is kind of like a triple threat: physical theater actor, singer, and Kathy is a multi-instrumentalist and a singer, but the movement aspect of this is fairly new for her. So everybody's bringing various strengths and teaching each other stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And in collaboration, too, like we left room after the songs were done for them to be able to add harmonies or a movement, of course, and instrumental, like percussive parts and things like that, leaving room for them so that we can all own it. And the harmonies are amazing. I think that's one thing that we took a long time learning the music. I mean, six songs. Of course, the songs add up to about 40 minutes, 45 minutes. But there were just six songs, but they took us, like, I don't know, four or five months to get.
If there's six songs in 45 minutes, that's crazy.
Well, there are a couple that are like, fairly
like medleys,
long. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And there's a kind of a long overture part that we call an overture. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a lot of work. So we're going to have to close it up soon. Live Arts Now, essentially. Thank you. Bye. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you so much, Susanna, for Hoy Tidwell, Paige Naylor, Jim Bingler, Tim Bingler, for being on the show. We got Clinton, executive producer Clinton Johnson is
so
holding his
right
head
now.
In his hands.
We're going to get a talking to. You know that, right? We're going to get a talking to after the show.
In so many ways. Oh, my God. He just hates me. I love you, Clinton, and I love you, Leslie, and I love you, Jeff Leonard, who owns this studio.
I love you too, David.
So, yeah, y'all take it easy. Have a good Sunday. Thank you so much. I did that. Thank you so much. I did. And thank you, soldiers.
Thank you
Memorial
very much.
Day.
And May 31st. At the Southern, and June 1st at Live Arts.
And they're probably taking this on tour after this. So
it's about 70 minutes long. It starts promptly at 8. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. and we out. Peace. We're done.
You guys are
all right.
On fire.
This is Homegrown. opening music by Spit It Out, Inc. Our event music was from Willow. This is Positive Collective. Thank you very much. See you next week.
You've been listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.